I'll give you a little testimony this afternoon.
啊，今天下午我要做一个小小的见证。
I was 14 years old when I first experienced the presence of the Lord.
我在14岁的时候就经历神的同在。
I had been born again, probably 6-7 years old.
我六七岁啊，已经重生了。
We had some visitors come to our house, ministers who knew the Lord.
在我的家有一些宣教士，他们都会来到我的家。
They were from the town Pastor Chow mentioned in Illinois.
他就是从这个市镇，就是周牧师有分享的那个市镇，他们是从那个市镇来到我的家。
Mary Elizabeth was the student of Martha Wing Robinson.
啊，这个 Mary Elizabeth 就是那个罗炳森师母的门徒。
And she came to visit us in our home in Ohio.
那么她就来到我们这个地方。
When they went to pray for my mother and my sister and I,
当我们为我们的母亲祷告，我的姐姐和我，
a cloud of the presence of the Lord filled our living room.
当时是在我们的房间里面，一大朵的云彩充满的这个地方。
We couldn't move.
我们完全不能够动。
It was so wonderful.
太美妙了。
And I'm only 14 years old.
那个时候我才14岁。
I kept looking around. Nobody's moving. Nobody's talking.
我那个时候我就向左看向右看，诶，没有一个人移动。
We were held in the presence of the Lord.
哦，原来那个时候就是整个神的同在呢彰显在这个地方。
It was so wonderful.
实在太美妙了。
It spoiled me for everything else. I was spoiled. Nothing else satisfied.
就是说再没有任何的事可以来满足我了，在那个时刻。
Nothing else compared.
没有任何的事可以跟这个神的同在来比较。
And when they left us and went back to their home.
当他们离开我们过后，
I would go to school and be in the study hall.
那我就去一个学校。
And I learned to practice the presence of the Lord.
我开始操练等候神。
It gave me a little book of Brother Lawrence.
他有一本小册子，这罗伦斯的书。
Called the practice of the presence of God.
就是操练等候神的同
在。And how you could be in his presence all the time.
所以可以时常在神的同在里面。
Brother Lawrence was a cook in a kitchen.
这个罗伦斯是一个厨师。
But he sensed the presence of the Lord as he's chopping the vegetables.
所以当他在预备他的这个在厨房预备食物的时候，他每一天都在神的同在里面。
I thought, and in the study hall at school, I sensed his presence.
所以在学校在读书的时候，我可以感觉到那个神的同在跟我在一起。
Like, we've been hearing God is with us all the time.
我们
God is with us all the time.
因为神时常跟我们在一起。
We just have to recognize him.
我们只要能够去知道认识
train
或者确认
train ourselves.
我们要操练到一个地步，时常知道神是跟我们在一起的。
We can say, "Oh Jesus, you're here."
那我们就会说，哎呀，主耶稣，你就在这个地方了。
Or as I said, "Jesus, I love you."
或者你说，耶稣啊，我爱你。
And soon I began to feel His presence within me.
渐渐的，我的灵里面一直被他充满，充满。
I felt my heart get warm inside.
我的心一直感觉到温暖，一直感觉到很温暖。
Just like the disciples did on the road to Emmaus.
就好像 两个门徒在半路的时候
They said, didn't our heart burn within us?
当耶稣跟他们走在一起的时候跟他讲话的时候他们的心就感觉到火热起来
And it has been 50 years ago
那个经历呢是50年前的经历
And his presence is more wonderful
那么他的同在呢是更美的
More satisfying
更满足的
more glorious
更荣耀的
when we began the meeting
当我们开始这个聚会
I felt Jesus wanted me to stand there raise my hands
我感觉到耶稣要我站在那个地方举起我的双手
because I didn't have my interpreter
当时我的两位这个翻译员还没有到这里
And I feel lost in a country without an interpreter.
那我在一个国家里面没有这个翻译员呢，我觉得有点迷失了。
But when I obeyed, came and stood there.
当我顺服圣灵的指引，站在这个前面的时候
，Oh, I felt the presence of the Lord.
那个时候，神的同在充满着我。
It makes me feel at home.
让我感受到不再迷失，我感觉到好像在家。
Giving me assurance, He is here.
给我一个确定啊，一个肯定，就是他跟我在一起，他在这个地方。
I'd like to encourage you.
我要鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
Practice the presence of God.
我们一定要操练这个安静等候神。
Recognize He's with you.
一直要知道他跟我们同在
Recognize him in the car
在车里面我们能够知道
At your desk
或者是休息的时候
In the shop
在购物的中心
At the kitchen sink
在这个厨房里面
Nothing can separate us from his love
因为圣经告诉我们没有任何的事可以跟我们跟神的爱隔绝
He waits for us to recognize him.
其实我们的主一直在等待我们去跟他亲近，跟他能够来认识他，知道他。
He is the great lover of our soul.
他是我们灵魂的爱人。
And he's wanting us to pay attention to him.
因为他是我们灵魂的爱人，我们就要来花时间来跟他在一起。
To be in love with him.
要爱上他。
I was glad that I learned so young.
我很感谢神，我很年轻的时候就学习了这个。
The way to follow Jesus is the love way.
在等候耶稣的时候就是一个爱情的道路。
Love makes everything easy.
当有爱的时候，每一样事都变成简单的事了。
It's no problem.
没有问题了。
When you're in love with someone.
当你爱上一个人的时候没有问题的。
I talked to my husband last night in Ohio, USA.
我昨天在 Ohio, 美国的 Ohio, 我跟我的先生通电话。
It was our wedding anniversary.
那昨天是我们结婚周年纪念。
And the first time I heard his voice in five weeks.
五个星期以来，这是第一次我听到他的声音。
I said, I love you.
我跟他说，我爱你。
He said, you know, I love you too.
然后他也跟我说，你知道我也爱你啊。
It's so good to hear your voice.
哇，听到你的声音多么美啊。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when I opened my suitcase in China,
当我打开我的这个皮箱
I found he put a card in there for me for my anniversary. He said, do not open till April 20.
哦，我发觉到有一个信封，它已经放在我的那个这个皮箱里面，里面上面写着不要打开，直到4月20号。
So yesterday morning, I woke up, I remember, open the card.
所以我昨天早上起来，我想起了，我就去拿这个卡片。
I thought that's like Jesus, you know, he's given us a love letter.
就好像耶稣这样，他给我们情书啊。
This is his love letter to us.
这是耶稣给我们的情书。
At the end of my card, my husband said, I love you.
在这个卡下面我的先生说我爱你。
I'm praying for you.
我为你祷告。
And I'll see you soon.
我很快就会见到你。
I thought that sounds like Jesus would say.
当我看到这个的时候，哎呀，就好像主耶稣对我这样。
Jesus said, "I love you."
主耶稣对我说，我爱你。
Do you realize he's saying, "I'm praying for you"?
那么你也感受到耶稣也对你说，我为你祷告吗
？The Bible tells us he ever lives.To make intercession for us.
圣经告诉我们他在父的面前为我们代祷。
When you feel overwhelmed, you say, oh, Jesus is praying for me.
当你知道耶稣是在为我们在祷告。
And then when my husband wrote, see you soon.
那我的先生写了一句话再见很快就要见到你了。
I remembered our service Monday night when we heard about his Jesus coming soon.
这使我想起在第星期一的晚上我们听到这个信息讲到耶稣很快就要来了。
Oh, I was so thrilled yesterday morning to rethink of those words being from Jesus. See you soon!
我就开始回想关于想到这句话就是耶稣就好像也是在跟我们说话很快就要见到你们了。
Won't that be wonderful?
是不是太美了
See him soon.
很快就要见到你了。
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. He is our bridegroom.
他是我们的新郎。
And the Holy Spirit is searching all over the world for a bride.
圣灵在世界全地在寻找新娘。
We heard last night about the 10 virgins.
昨晚我们听到十个童女。
They were all virgins, all pure.
他们都是童女是很纯洁的童女。
But,As Pastor Chow mentioned, 5 were wise, 5 were foolish.
昨天周牧师说五个是聪明的五个是愚蠢的。
5 had oil in their lamp.
五个是有预备油的。
And 5 had let the oil go out.
五个是预备不够的。
Oh, it's so important to be filled with the oil of the Holy Spirit.
你知道吗我们生命里面多么重要是要被圣灵的膏油来充满。
We need to keep filled.
一致的充满。
充满我，充满我。
Fill me, fill me.
Amen, amen. 充满我。
Fill me, fill me.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we want to be ready when the bridegroom comes.
因为我们一定要预备好，当我们的新郎来了，我们已经准备好了。
This afternoon, we want to see how we prepare for the bridegroom.
今天下午我们来学习我们要怎样为自己预备新郎的来到。
Just in mentioning about those 10 virgins,
我们讲到那个十个童女。
Pastor made a statement that I haven't heard him say before last night.
我还从来没有听过他讲。
He said that not everyone is going, Christian is going to be in the bride.
就是说不是每一个基督徒都是会是新娘。
I've heard my teacher say that, but not many preachers say that.
我也听到我的老师讲这个。
You see, they were all Christians, the virgins were all Christian.
你看这个十个童女他们其实都是基督徒。
Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen.
主耶稣说选上的多被招的多选上的少。
We decide whether we will be chosen.
但是我们可以做一个决定我们是否被选上都是我们的决定。
There's something for us to do.
我们需要做一些调整。
We need to get ready.
我们要预备。
We need to be filled with His Spirit.
我们一定要被他的灵充满。
We need to have our garments always white.
我们要穿上这个新娘的衣来等住。
And not let our head lack any ointment, anointing.
也让这个头上有这个膏油。
That's the scripture. Let your garment always be white, your head lack no ointment.
就是说你穿上的整齐了。
If you turn to Revelation chapter 19,
让我们来看启示录第十九章
verse 6,
第六节。
God speaks about the bride from Genesis to Revelation.
你知道吗？神讲到这个新娘从创世纪讲到启示录。
It's so important. It starts in the first book and ends in the last book.
第一本书跟最后一本书都讲到新娘。
Here's Revelation 19 verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
好，第十九章第六节，我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音，说：“哈利路亚！我们主，我因为主我们的神全能者作王了。”
Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
So she made herself ready.
这个新妇自己预备好了。
Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear.
就蒙恩德穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
Fine linen stands for the righteousness of the saints.
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
She made herself ready.
她自己预备好了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you look at Revelation 21,
你再看启示录的二十一章
verse 2,
第二节。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
Every girl that gets married wants to look her best.
当每一个女孩子要结婚，她就穿上最好的。
That's her day.
这就是她自己的日子。
And she goes through great effort to be prepared.
她会预备自己。
The dress must be white and clean.
她的袈裟必须是洁白的，干净的。
Sometimes her hair is done.
头发也要梳好。
All to be ready.
一切都要装饰整齐。
But how do we get ready for our bridegroom?
那我们怎么样能够为我们的主预备我们自己呢？
We come into His presence.
我们要进到他的同在里面。
As we learn to wait on Him.
当我们学习在等候他的时候，
He changes us.
他就会改变我们。
We're transformed.
他就会更新改变我们。
From glory to glory.
从一等的荣耀加上一等的荣耀。
And He washes us in His precious blood.
他会洁净我们，借着他的血，他会洁净我们。
Sometimes our garment gets spots on it.
我们的穿上的衣裳会有玷污的，会有肮脏的。
Wrong attitude.
这个玷污，这个肮脏是什么？就是错误的态度。
Unkind word.
不友善的言语。
Something we thought not good.
我们所思想负面不好的。
These become spots on our garment.
这些都是在我们的衣裳上面，就是一个玷污的一个印记。
We need to run to Jesus.
我们要快快跑向耶稣。
Wash me.
洗净我们。
Cleanse me.
来洁净我。
Make my garment white.
让我这个嫁衣是白，洁白的。
And sometimes it's a very proud attitude.
那有时候我们有很骄傲的态度。
This is not pleasing to our bridegroom.
骄傲对于我们的新郎来说，他不喜悦的。
We need to have him take it away.
这个骄傲一定要除掉。
Cleanse us.
要洁净。
Wash us.
要洗干净。
Fill us with his spirit.
让他的灵充满我们。
In the book of Revelation, we hear him called the bridegroom. He is the Lamb of God.
在这个启示录里面讲到，这个新郎就是神的羔羊。
She's the bride of the Lamb.
他是这个新娘的羔羊。
Everyone knows that a lamb is very meek.
你们知道这个羔羊是非常干净的。
When Jesus went to the cross, the Bible tells us he opened not his mouth.
当羔羊被牵去宰杀的时候，圣经告诉我们他没有打开他的口。
He was led as a lamb before his slaughter.
他好像羔羊被牵到宰杀之地。
The lamb doesn't cry out when it gets killed.
这个羔羊没有开口，没有讲话。
We have expressions as meek as a lamb.
所以我们就好像要像这个羔羊这样。
Oh, if we want to be the bride of the lamb, we have to have his meekness.
就好像这个羔羊这样的柔和，这样的柔和。
He said, I am meek and lowly in heart.
我是心里谦卑柔和。
Oh, meekness means that we seek nothing in ourselves.
柔和的意思就是我没有为自己的利益着想的。
I noticed on your bulletin board of the church outside, it had the Beatitudes.
我们知道在外面
They had the Beatitudes listed on the bulletin board by the office.
他们的这个办公室有一些的单张。
I said, oh, wonderful.
哇，太好了。
The first one, blessed are the poor in spirit.
他们有这些的poster 有讲到那谦卑的人。
This was Jesus's first sermon.
这是耶稣第一个信息。
Matthew 5. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
虚心的人有福了。
Now the poor in spirit are those who have nothing in themselves.
虚心的意思就是觉得自己一无所有。
Nothing of their own.
没有一样是自己可以拥有的。
We know what it is to be rich in spirit.
你知道什么叫做在灵里面的丰盛吗？
When you're rich in spirit, you always can tell everybody else what to do.
如果
When you're rich in spirit, you tell everybody else what to do.
如果你灵里是丰富，你时常会告诉人要怎么样做。
But to be poor in spirit means that you have nothing in yourself.
当我们这里讲到这个虚心的时候，就是里面是倒空的，是没有自己的。
And the meek in spirit seek nothing in themselves.
那么这个虚心，这个柔和，就是不为自己的利益来做任何的事。
So if we are the bride of the Lamb,
如果我们是新郎的新娘，
We need his meekness.
我们需要这样的虚心柔和。
We need his poverty of spirit.
我们要在灵里谦卑，灵里柔和。
And there's only one place to get it.
只有在一个地方我们可以找到这个谦卑柔和。
That's in His presence.
就是在他的同在里面。
Down at His feet.
在他的脚前。
We must come down before the Lord.
我们匍匐在主的脚前。
There's a valley where God lives.
我们匍匐在他的脚前。
And He calls His church to come down.
他叫他的教会匍匐在他的脚前。
We've been hearing we can know a lot about God, but to know God, we have to come down.
我们可以懂得关于神很多很多的知识，但是唯一的办法能够认识神，就是谦卑自己，降服在他的面前，才能够真正的认识他。
We need to learn to bow.
我们要学习匍匐在父的面前。
We need to come down.
我们需要降服，需要谦卑。
Everybody wants to be like Mary.
每一个人都希望像玛利亚。
My sister's name is Mary.
我姐姐的名字叫玛利亚。
I've always been Martha.
我时常。
But I want
我是马大，很多人喜欢像玛利亚。
But I want to learn to come down like Mary did.
我是马大，但是我要学习像玛利亚。
And she washed the feet of Jesus.
来到耶稣的脚前为耶稣洗脚。
With her tears.
她的眼泪流了出来。
This is how she turned to, became a lover of Jesus.
这个是她来到耶稣的面前。
And Jesus said she chose a better part.
她这样的服侍主，耶稣说这个女人选择了上好的福分。
He said this is the better part.
这个就是上帝要的。
Not like Martha, so busy doing.
不像马大，一直的忙啊忙啊忙啊。
Serving Jesus.
服侍啊，一直做啊一直做啊。
With all her energy.
为哇花很多的那个气力啊。
But Jesus said it's better for you to come down and learn from me.
可是主耶稣说我们要降服，我们要安息，我们要在他的面前休息。
And he called himself meek and lowly in heart.
所以耶稣说他自己心里谦卑柔和。
If you want to find God, you must come down into the valley where he is.
如果你要找到神，我们需要加来到他的面前，以谦卑柔和的心。
The Song of Solomon, we hear the bridegroom called the lily of the valley.
我们在这个Song of Solomon, 这个雅歌，这个雅歌的时候呢，他叫他是这个谷中的百合花。
He's the lily in the valley.
他是在这个山谷中的百合花。
If you want to find him, you come down.
这个是山谷中的百合花，就是当我们要找到神啊，我们需要降低自己，需要谦卑自己。
Bow before him.
在他的面前匍匐。
And sometimes it hurts.
有时候这个是会很痛的。
It hurt Jesus. He went all the way to the cross.
因为耶稣走到，因为耶稣钉在十字架上。
Paul tells us in Philippians, he made himself of no reputation.
因为主耶稣他自己是很痛苦的，他却要在这个十走这个十字架的道路。
He found himself like a man, he humbled himself.
就是他倒空自己，虚己，降卑自己。
He became obedient to death.
成为人的样式，且顺服至死。
His bride must be like him. His bride must be like him.
他的新娘要像他的新郎，就是他的新娘要像耶稣这样。
She must humble herself.
她必须要谦卑自己。
She must be obedient.
她必须要顺服。
Unto death.
至死。
This is what attracts the bridegroom to her. This is what makes her beautiful to the bridegroom.
这个在新郎的眼中就是最美丽的，这样的新娘是最美的，就是谦卑的，想顺服的。
But we say, how can I be beautiful?
那么你问自己，我怎么样能够成为美丽呢？
In the Song of Solomon, when he says to her, you're beautiful, she said, I'm dark.
在这个雅歌里面，他说，你是美丽的，他说没有。
But he loved her, even though she was dark.
他说我是很黑的，虽然他是很黑，但是他还是爱她的。
Because he has the power to change.
因为新郎有这个能力来做改变的工作。
He can make us white.
他可以使这个黑的变成白的。
He makes us clean.
可以使不干净的变成干净的。
He washes our dress.
他可以洗他的衣裳。
He closes with his righteousness.
他用他的公义来给他穿上。
He fills us with his humility.
他用他自己的谦卑给他穿上。
He breathes his spirit into us.
他向我们吹了他的灵，他的气。
And makes us surrender our will.
使我们完全放下这个自己的意识
and become obedient.
让我们完全的顺服谦卑
He does this as we wait in his presence.
所以当我们在等候的时候他向我们吹气的时候我们就可以成为顺服谦卑
He fills us with his own spirit.
不是自己的灵
That's why it's so important to wait on him.
所以为什么要等候？为什么要跟他连结
？Let him change us.
因为当我们跟他连结的时候，就由他的生命来改变我们。
Let him give us his humility.
让他的谦卑成为我们的谦卑。
Let him give us his purity.
让他的纯洁成为我们的纯洁。
Fill us with his love.
让他的爱成为我们的爱。
I find I can't love people enough.
我不能够真正的去爱人的。
I need the love of God in me.
如果我要去爱人，我需要更多的爱，就是神的爱在我里面。
God's love makes me love everybody.
神爱我们，爱每一个人。
We need him.
我们需要耶稣。
If we want to be his bride, we must have him.
如果我们要成为新娘，我们必须要拥有他。
We want to be ready.
我们要预备好。
We want to be white.
我们要成为洁白的。
We want to be without spot or wrinkle.
我们要
and filled with his love.
充满着他的爱。
We find we don't have it ourselves.
这些我们自己没有的。
I am very thrilled with the verse the Lord gave me a week ago before I ever got here that I should give you. It's from Psalm 45.
我们来看诗篇
45。I was praying about what the Lord would have me share with you.
我在祷告主啊，你要我分享些什么呢？
We hadn't even arrived in Malaysia.And this verse came to me.
我在等候，在祷告，这句话来到我。
Psalm 45:13.
诗篇45篇第13节。
The king's daughter is all glorious within.
王女在宫里极其荣华。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She shall be brought to the king in a gown with gold.
他要穿锦绣的衣十四节被引到王前。
An embroidered garment she's led to the king.
他要穿锦绣的衣服被引到王前。
Her virgin companions follow her and are brought to you.
随从他的陪伴同你也要被带到你面前。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The king's daughter, the bride, is all glorious within.
这个王女她是很荣华的。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because the king's inside.
因为这个王就在这里面。
He is within us.
因为这个王为什么这么荣美，这么荣华？因为这个王就在里面，他在我们里面。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the bride is all glorious within.
所以这个新娘她里面呢、啊、是这么的荣美，是因为这个王在她里面。
And that is a reflection of the king.
所以这个也是王的一个彰显，一个显明。
So the Holy Spirit is working all over the world for looking for a bride.
圣灵在世界各地在动工，圣灵在寻找新娘。
He's searching for a bride.
他在寻找他的新娘。
And she has to look like the bridegroom.
因为他要让这个新娘，他已经为新郎来预备这个新娘。
She has to look like Jesus.
这个新娘必须要好像耶稣这样。
You know, that's why they called us Christians, because they look like Christ.
为什么我们叫做基督徒？基督徒的意思就是我们的生命像耶稣这样。
And the only way we can look like him is to receive him within.
我们能够像耶稣这样呢，唯一的办法就是把他接受在灵里面。
Recognize he's within you.
然后知道，很肯定的，知道他在我们里面。
And we cry, 充满我，充满我。
那我们就每天可以跟他说，充满我，圣灵啊， fill me, fill me.
Fill me now.
充满我，现在充满我。
And you will not have any more humility than you have of Jesus living within you.
当你拥有这个耶稣的生命充满你的时候，我告诉你，你就自动会有这个谦卑了。
You won't have any more true purity than you have of Jesus living in you.
当耶稣在你的里面活出来的时候，你就是圣洁的了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to tell you about Queen Esther.
我要告诉你关于这个以斯帖王后。
In chapter 2 of the book of Esther.
这个以斯帖第二章，以斯帖第二章。
They were looking for a queen. They were looking for a bride for the king.
他们在寻找一个王后，为王寻找这个王后。
And they took 12 months to get her ready.
你知道吗？王后找到，这个女子找到了，要12个月来预备。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
第二章第十二节。以斯帖第二章，以斯帖记第二章第十二节。
Before a girl's turn came to go into the king, Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments prescribed for the women, 6 months with oil of myrrh, 6 months with perfumes and cosmetics.
众女子照做先立先洁净身体12个月，6个月用myrrh药油，6个月用香料和洁身之物，满了日期然后挨次进去见亚哈水鲁王。
It took time.
需要时间。
It took preparation.
需要预备。
And God is wanting us to take time.
神要我们花时间。
Prepare for the king.
为我自己预备君王。
Oh, if you want to be in the bride.
他要新娘，
you must take time.
你需要花时间。
You must be in his presence.
你需要在他的同在里面。
You must cry, make me ready.
你一定要这样说，让我来预备好。
Make me ready.
使我预备好。
And when it came time for Esther to go into the king, she was allowed to take anything she wanted with her.
当她已经预备好了 做了这些的美容十二个月过后呢，她要进去见王的时候，什么她都不可以戴的。
She could have any ornamental necklace, any special dress.
没有什么都没有的，就是不可以穿金戴银的。
But she didn't trust herself.
可是她没有，她不能够依靠她自己。
She didn't choose for herself.
她不为她自己预备。
The scripture tells us in verse 15, she required nothing.
这个圣经告诉我们说，她不需要任何的东西。
But what the keeper of women appointed.
那么，但是有一个来负责她的。
Wow, that made me think of the Holy Spirit.
这个负责管这个他们的，就好像圣灵这样。
The Holy Spirit knows what's pleasing to the king.
因为只有圣灵才知道什么是王最喜欢的。
And we require nothing.
我们不需要自己预备些什么。
We say, you choose.
我们就要告诉他，你选择吧。
I surrender my will.
我没有自己的意识，只有你的意识。
I let you choose.
我让你选择，让你决定。
You know what will please the king.
你知道什么是王最喜欢的。
You choose, Holy Spirit.
你选圣灵啊，你告诉我什么是神最喜欢的。
And verse 17 tells us the king was attracted to Esther more than any other woman. She won his favor and approval more than any of the other virgins, and he put the royal crown on her head.
第十七节我们就看到王爱以斯帖，过以爱众尼，他把王眼前蒙宠爱，他在王面眼前蒙宠爱比众处女更甚。王把王后的冠冕戴在他头上，立他为王后。
It pays to be prepared.
需要预备。
It's worth all the time. All the time. It's worth taking time.
是值得的。当我们花时间，当我们预备，是值得的。
Surrendering our will.
把自己的意识，把自己的意念交出来。
Asking for nothing but what the Holy Spirit knows will please the king.
完全不要有自己的意识，只顺着圣灵的意识。圣灵你怎么说，我就怎么走，怎么做。
Be anointed with those oil of his spirit.
让这个圣灵的膏油膏抹我。
Being obedient,
顺服的
being humble,
谦卑的
What impressed me about Esther is even after she is crowned queen,
这个以斯帖当她被王封为王后过后
she still followed the instructions of her uncle,
她仍然跟随她的叔叔摩提改的指示。
She still was obedient.
她仍然听从这个摩提改的指示。
I thought, that's something. Here she is queen.
她已经是一个王后了。
But she's obedient.
她顺服
to her uncle who brought her up.
顺服她这个叔叔，把她养大的叔叔。
We never get too spiritual.To be, not be obedient.
我们不要太过属灵了，属灵到一个地步，我们不要顺服。
We must always be obedient.
我们知道这个顺服是非常重要的。
We need to be humble.
我们需要谦卑自己，放下自己的意识。
This is what pleases our bridegroom.
只有这样才能够讨我们的新郎的喜悦。
And I don't have to do it myself.
我不用靠我自己来做。
I just come into his presence.
我只要在他的面前，等候在他的面前。
I recognize he's within me.
然后知道他在我的里面。
And
感受他在我的里面。
His glory is within us.
他的荣耀就在我的里面。
He wants to fill us more and more with his glory.
因为他要用他的荣耀来充满我。
He wants to change us.
因为他唯一的要做的事就是要改变我们这个人。
And the time is short.
时间已经非常的短了。
He's searching even in Malaysia. Is there someone who will be my bride?
他在马来西亚在寻找，在各地来寻找哪一个是我的新娘。
Someone from Taiwan.
从台湾。
Someone from Singapore.
从新加坡。
Someone from US.
从美国。
He's looking for people that are willing to be the bride.
他在寻找谁愿意成为他的新娘的。
I say this is my first call. People say, you called to be a missionary? People ask me, am I called to be a missionary?
有人问我，我的呼召是宣教士。
I said, my first call, most important call, number one call is to be a lover of Jesus.
我的呼召，我最主要的呼召，我第一个呼召就是成为主耶稣的爱人。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he will take care of ministry.
当我成为他的爱人的时候，我的事工他就会来安排的。
He's my personal lover.
他是我个人的，他是我个人的。
He's my soon coming king.
他是我将要来的王。
He's the bridegroom.
他是我的新郎。
And ministry will flow out of that call.
当我们这样把神，把我们的主成为我们所爱的、挚爱的，我们的侍奉、我们的事工就会显明出来了。
There was a time in my life when the ministry became bigger to me than my love relation with Jesus.
当我的关系跟我这个耶稣越来越亲密的时候，我的事工就越来越大了。
And Jesus had to correct me.
当我觉得我的事工大过这个耶稣的时候，耶稣开始要来管教我了。
He used people to do it.
他就用人来管教我了。
And he set me out of ministry for 3 years.
因为我的事工已经大过我的爱人了，所以他就把我从我的事工调出去。
I was no longer allowed to preach or teach or even pray for people.
我为人祷告也不行，我讲道也不能，我完全没有的侍奉了。
I said, Jesus, what's happening?
我就问耶稣，耶稣到底发生什么事啊？
He said, I am a jealous lover.
他说我是一个嫉妒的神。
I want you to love me more than ministry.
我要你爱我超过你所爱的事工。
Forgive me, Jesus.
哦，主啊，你饶恕我。
And after 3 years, I got a call from the head, pastor.
三年过后，周牧师，我说超。
No.
No, 有一位牧师就打电话给我。
In Canada.
在加拿大的牧师。
When I was ministering in Canada, the pastor called me and said he wanted me to come and teach and preach.
那个三年过后，那个牧师就打电话给我，叫我去做教导跟讲道。
But I want to walk very carefully.
但是我这一次我很小心很谨慎了。
Don't let that happen again.
我不要再骄傲了，我不要再让这件事来发生了。
Jesus everything.
耶稣是所有的一切。
Jesus the lover of my soul.
耶稣是我灵魂的爱人。
Jesus my bridegroom.
耶稣是我的新郎。
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Are you willing to take his invitation to be his bride?
你们愿意来接受新郎的邀请，成为他的新娘吗？
Is there someone here that wants to be the bride?
你们当中谁要 成为新娘呢？
Are you willing for him to prepare you?
你是否愿意让他来改变预备你吗？
Are you willing to come down where he lives?
你愿意谦卑吗？
To be obedient unto death. Obedient.
愿意顺服吗？至死。
To take the humble place.
因为要死才能够成为谦卑。
Remember our bridegroom.
你要记住我们的新郎。
He washes the feet of the disciples.
他为他的门徒洗脚。
He became the servant.
他成为一个仆人的样式。
And the bride must be like him.
一个新娘必须要像新郎。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to invite you to come and kneel before the Lord.
这个时候我要邀请你们来到主的脚前。我们在他的脚前。
Anyone who wants to accept that call.
谁要回应这样的呼召成为他的新娘。
There'll be many people at the wedding of the Lamb.
很多很多。
But very few in the bride. Many people will be invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
很多人被请来到这个宴会。
But just one bride.
但是只有一个新娘。
And we are all called.
我们全部被呼召。
Come, Sister Lai. Come. We want to have you all, anyone who comes, I know she wants to come.
我们这个时候邀请你愿意成为新娘吗？
Hallelujah. 我爱你，爱你。
当你来的时候，你说我爱你，你不是来到我，你是来到神的面前。你在来住的时候，你说主啊，我来了，新郎我来了。让我们成为新娘。
我爱你，耶稣，
我爱你，
我
爱你，
爱你，我爱你，耶稣。
告诉新郎，你来了。
深深的敬拜。
在梳着我们的头发，在预备我们成为他的新娘，因为耶稣在梳我们的头发。这个情况就像我在2007年就在这样的环境里面，我看到一个异象，看到主耶稣拿起他的梳子为我梳头发，为我梳头发，因为主耶稣在预备我们，主耶稣在预备我们，他在装饰我们，让我们进到灵里的更深的敬拜，让我们让耶稣为我们来装饰，把自己交给他。这个时候，主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你来预备我，更爱他。让他来做，让他来做。
这位君王也是雅各书中的新郎，他要成为我们的新郎，要透过我们实在顺服他，让他真正在我们生命中做王。我们一首热爱的新郎，同时也是万王之王、万子之主，他要来到我们的生命中，成为我们真实的王。所以雅各书中说，王带我进了内室，我们必因他的爱情而欢喜快乐。这份爱情的欢喜快乐，随着他要实在是你的王，在我们生命中他管制我们，我们对他全然的顺服，顺服他所给予的环境，顺服他所给设立的权柄，顺服每一件临到我们生命中的事情，顺服他自己的话语。我们也必须也要因着他而活出一个全然谦卑，如同耶稣的生命，对他要我们做的事情我们都 say yes， 阿们。对他要我们去顺服接受的每一个环境，以 每一个他所给予的权柄，我们都 say yes， 成为一个与众人和睦的人，神所喜悦的人，也是一个倾心爱主的人。
because we love him, we can say yes to him.
因为我们爱他，我们向他说，是的，主啊，我愿意。
When I asked Jesus what to say when my husband wanted to marry me,
当我问耶稣的时候，当我先生向我求婚，我要讲什么？
Jesus said to me, say yes, the way you would if it were me.
我对我的丈夫说，我愿意。同样的，我也跟耶稣说，我愿意。
That took all the fear away because I knew how to say yes to Jesus.
我们跟耶稣说，耶稣，我愿意 ，yes。
Yes, Lord.
I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, yes, yes. I say yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord. I say yes, yes.
他是我的新郎，我是他的新娘。他是我的新郎，我是他的新娘。阿们，
阿们。
我们感谢神。你有感觉到你已经当了新娘子吗？你已经感觉到吗？我在2007年的时候，就在这样的等候的时候，神做了一件事，在灵里面，我看见一个异象，我看到耶稣在我旁边，拿起了梳子梳我的头发。原来后来过后，众牧师告诉我，他说神在预备你成为新娘。刚才我们在这里敬拜的时候，我们的玛达姐妹感觉到，她想到那一年主耶稣为我梳头，我也感受到耶稣在为你们梳头发。原来耶稣在预备我们，预备这里的每一位。阿们。今天我们立定心志，成为他最爱的新娘。阿们。跟你隔壁的几个人说，你是耶稣最爱的新娘。我们做一个结束的祷告。
主耶稣，在这个下午，我们知道你属我们，我们也全然属于你。主啊，你得着众同你的心，你在天上何等的欢喜快乐。主啊，我们也得着让你的爱全然的来充满我们，愿圣灵牢牢的保守这一份爱，天天将这幸福的爱浇灌在我们心中，使我们离开这里之后，这爱如同一坛新酒与我们回去相随，使我们离开这里之后仍然保守我们天天等候你，好让我们带着这一坛新酒回去，视爱成病，以至于我们天天来守候在耶稣的脚前，让这爱火继续在我们心中燃烧，也要继续在我们的教会。主啊，你这爱火要洁净你的教会，预备你的教会都成为圣洁没有瑕疵的基督的心腹。因此今天不止我们领受，乃是我们的教会也都要领受，因为你的心意在你要来之前时，你就是预备教会成为基督的心腹，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵，可献给基督作为心腹。谢谢你，愿今天下午的聚会你得着荣耀，我们也全然得着这份爱带回去，使我们天天施爱成病。这样祷告感谢，奉主耶稣的名，阿们。